The task force includes the Liberia Medicines and Health Products Regulatory Authority, the Liberia Dental Council, the Liberia Pharmacy Board, the Ministry of Justice, the National Health Workers Union of Liberia, and the Chief Pharmacist of Liberia, among others. Health Minister Dr. Louis Boto outlines the directives of the group.
The mandate of this task force is to carry out a comprehensive assessment of the health sector, both public and private, to identify and document the challenges and bottlenecks that have been hindering the provision of quality health services to our citizens, with particular emphasis on the monitoring of the distribution and appropriate utilization of medicines and medical products provided by both donors and government to the public health care institutions.
However, some civil society organizations, or CSOs, say they were not consulted. Josh Klikpo is the Executive Director of Public Health Initiative Liberia, a member of the Civil Society Health Coalition of Liberia. She lauds the Ministry of Health for the initiative, but terms the absence of CSOs as a misstep.
We hope they can go back to the drawing board and know that civil society is a partner in this fight against corruption. The president himself has made a commitment to that from his inaugural speech. So his sona, he continues to stress the importance of his government working collaboratively with civil society. We believe that the ministry will have a rethink to ensure that civil society are around that table, because civil society are the eyes and ears and also mouths of the community. We amplify the issues that are happening in these facilities.
Early this month, the United Nations Joint Mission concluded its visit to Liberia and highlighted the urgent need for action to combat increasing maternal newborn deaths in the country. Dr. Anshu Banerjee, the mission's lead, emphasizes the gravity of the situation.
We have 1,100 women dying every year due to maternal mortality. For newborn deaths, we've seen that there is an increasing trend in newborn deaths in Liberia. That's very worrying. And the number of newborn deaths are 8,500. The other worrying trend that we've seen in Liberia is that the number of stillbirths are actually much higher than the newborn deaths. Undefined mortality overall, 22,500 children that are dying every year.
To improve the health situation in Liberia, Dr. Banerjee emphasizes that access to quality health care is a must.
There is a huge agenda around improving quality of care, improving access, improving skills, and ensuring that commodities and supplies are there.
The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, said in 2023 that it, along with Global Fund, donated $40 million worth of life-saving medicines and other health commodities to Liberia. But USAID's mission director, Jim Wright, expressed frustration that a donated medicine often does not reach Liberians who badly need them due to fraud and mismanagement. For VOA Daybreak Africa, I am Rita Jawiduo in Monrovia.